You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Through this, Shira will at least be a little bit better able, better equipped to honestly say, not just Ashrei Ha'am, She'tokim Trua, or She'mariim, but actually She'yodei Trua will understand it, and at least we might be able to understand that which is omitted, meaning a breath or not a breath. What we're going to talk about tonight is a Shaila that Bali Tekiah take very seriously, but people who are in the audience might not even realize that there is anything, that there's Dvarim Pagod, there's anything even to discuss. And we will see that the question might be very significant. It might be an afkamina whether you're Yotzei in the first place or not Yotzei at all, based on whether you do have a breath or don't have a breath. Is it going to be a lechatchila? Is it going to be a bidiyeved? Is it supposed to be one? Is it supposed to be other? Is it half and half? Do we do half of the tekiyos with a breath, half of the tekiyos without a breath? Let's just back up for a second. Before we talk about how to blow a tashrat, shvarim trua, we have to talk first how do you blow a tekiyah shvarim tekiyah, a regular shvarim or regular trua. Aside from an unusual sheet of the Me'iri, who we will say is, as Rav Soloveitchik said in another context, it's merely a Me'iri. Aside from that, Me'iri, who is not, in general, Me'iris are not paskin by, Me'iris are not so much as part of our Mesorah in the Hemshecha of the Mesorah Sa'alacha. Aside from the Me'iri, everybody holds that if you take a breath in the middle of a Shvarim or in the middle of a Trua, you ruined it and you aren't Yotzei. So that's not what we're going to be discussing tonight. What we're going to be discussing tonight is would that rule that applies to just the Shvarim or just the Trua, would it equally apply to Shvarim Trua? Is Shvarim Trua one tekiyah, one kol, is it two kolos? That's our goal for tonight. So the end goal will be the Shulchan Aruch. Maybe not the Shulchan Aruch, because I'm not even sure if we're going to pass them like the Shulchan Aruch in this case. In fact, we don't do what we usually do as far as Shulchan Aruch goes in this Shaila. Let's begin with the early Ashkenazi Rishonim, the Rav Yah, quoted in source number one. Rav Yah Tovkuf Membeis in Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So he quotes a tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam. I haven't seen the tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam, but everybody, all the Rishonim, quote this tshuva of Rabbeinu Tam. Shashlosh Shvarim b'neshima achas avdina lehu. When you have two, that has to be in one neshima. Why? Because why is it that a shvarim has to be all one? Because, that shvarim is a fulfillment of the word in the Torah that says truah. Whatever the word truah means, maybe it means a shvarim, maybe it meant a truah as we know it. So therefore, the truah can't be divided into two, because if a truah is what the Torah says is one kol, so shvarim two also will take the pace of that one kol. Aval. What? Neshima by definition is a hefsek. The other way we could ask the question, neshima by definition means a hefsek. We could ask the other way. Sometimes you could have a one breath with a hefsek or without a hefsek. I could say to I didn't take a breath. That we could discuss. But it's definitely true that if you are going to make a neshima, that's definitely a hefsek as far as I recall.
Even if it's a microsecond.
A breath?
Yeah,
a breath is a hefsek. Because it's a different call. You have to ask a speech pathologist or a language, a throat specialist, but a breath, whatever is defined as a breath, that's going to create a call. Once you took a breath, that's by definition called a different call. That's as I understand.
It's a separate act, it's a separate operation, it's a separate action.
Okay, it's another maisa. He's a dentist, so it's close.
I breathe in between. I'm not being mafsik.
You're right. You're not being mafsik. I'm not saying it's a hefsik for Hilchas hefsik, but I am saying it's a different kol. There, you're not talking about a sugya of kol. Here, we're talking about the first breath was the kol. Our breath creates the kol. So if I had one breath create a kol, and then I'm having another breath, that means it's creating a different kol. So you're right. It's not a halacha of hefsik. It's a halacha of a different kol. So the word hefsik is just a borrowed term. You're right. Continues the Rabbeinu Tam, and this is the punchline. Aval shlosha shvarim utrua tashrak, when you have a tekiya shvarim trua tekiya, lo mistaber. That is not mistaber that you should do it all together. Why? Why can't you do a shvarim trua together? Because what's the point of a shvarim trua? The Gemara tells us that the point of a shvarim trua What's the point of a sharm? What's the point of a shua? What's the point of a sharm shua? Each one represents a different way of crying. There's Genuchei Ganach, there's Yululeyal, there's and there's So says the Gemara, what's the point of a Shvarim Shua? It's to do that double sound, that perhaps the Shua of the Torah is that So therefore, how do normal people do that? People who cry, how do they cry? Says Rabbi Natan, to Genuchei V'Yululei Lo Avdei Inshe V'Neshima Achas. If we're trying to imitate, to copy how a person cries, that's the point of the Shvarim, or the point of the Shua, or the point of doing a Shvarim Shua for that matter. Well, people go like this. There's a. It's not one sound. It's not one neshima. And therefore, Rabbi Natan says, and it's fascinating, he's saying that the halacha of the din of a sharm shua is dependent on what normal people do, how they cry. And that will determine the definition of the kol of a sharm shua. Since normal people do those two kinds of cries with two breaths, therefore, the shura also has to be with two breaths. Hold on. We have to keep our question in our minds. Rabbi Natan is saying that it has to be in two breaths because that's what normal people do. Is that going to be l'chatchila or is that going to be b'diyev? According to fulfill Rabbi Natan's opinion, are we going to be is it ma'akev if you do it in one breath? That's a question that's outstanding. Hold on. Let's move a little bit. Right now we're talking about a shvarim shura here.
Sure.
That's what the Gemara says. The three possibilities of the Torah. Sure. Right, it's a call of somebody wailing. How do people wail? People sometimes, there's one opinion in the Gemara that says people wail by doing a genuchei v'yulule. That's a call. That's.
Alright,
fine, let's move on. So Rabbeinu Tam brings the proof from a sugya in Sukkah. The Mishnah in Sukkah talks about the Shabbos siren that we have in our neighborhood and other neighborhoods, but it started in Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash. And when they would make that's going to be a different Gemara later. Here we're talking about the tekiyos that were in the base of Mikdash for Karbanos. Says the Mishnah in Sukkah and Gemara Beis, Ein Pochsim Me'ezer V'Achas Tekiyos B'Mikdash. Every day there are at least 21 tekiyah blasts in the base of Mikdash, Ve'Mosif and Alarabim Hashmona, but there will be a certain day of the year where you could have a maximum between all the extra tefillos of a musaf and a yontif and a whatever, you could get up to 48. How do you have the 21? B'chol yom ha'yusham esr v'achas tchias v'mitish as follows. There are three lipsichas sha'arim. V'teish l'tamid shal shachar, that's a total of 12. V'teish l'tamid shal ben ha'abayin, 12 plus 9 is 21. That's the minimum every day you had, 9 plus 9. Plus 3 to open the sharim. Ubamusaf and Oyumasif and Otesha, and on other days they added a few more until you got to some days like 48. Let's see the Gemara. Matnis is Lo Krev Yehuda. This mission that says that it's 21 kolos, right? It's 3 kolos to open the gates, and then 9 for the morning, 9 for the afternoon, Tamid. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Hapoches Lo Yivchos. Well, our mission said 21. Here he says Sheva. V'hamosif lo yosif. Well, our Mishnah said 48. What does he say? Shesh esrei. What's the numerical relationship between these numbers? 21 and 48 as opposed to 7 and 16. Apparently, Rabbi Yehuda divides everything by 3. But my kamiflagi, it must be, Rabbi Yehuda savar, tekiyah, true tekiyah, that the Mishnah is counting as 3 different kolos. Rabbi Yehuda counts it as achasi. Rabbanon in the Mishnah savrei, Tekiyah l'chud, utrua l'chud, each one is separate. So in other words, when our Mishnah said 21 tekiyos every morning, that really was, that's really 7. There were, you know, one tekiyah trua tekiyah when they opened the sharim, and then 3 tekiyah trua and truas when they did the karban shalom shel shachar, and then again, ben harabayim. Kaman azla continues the Gemara. Hadam Rav Kana, this is the punchline. Ein ben tekiyah l'trua v'lo klum. Rav Kana has a line that says that there's no pause. I'll say there's no pause. There's nothing. There should be nothing between the tekiyah and the truah. What is he assuming? He's assuming that you have to condense them to unify them, to unite them as one. That's like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's one long. He considers it one kol, one kol. There's a very important Rashi that is discussed a huge amount by the poskim, and that's this one line of Rashi, source number 4. What does it mean that there's nothing between the tekiyah and the truah? Again, we're not talking about Rosh Hashanah here. We're talking about every single day of the year in the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean that you can't have anything between the Tekiah and the Trua? Like Rashi, lo yom hafsek bein time. You wouldn't have a hafsek between the Tekiah and the Trua. But then Rashi adds, Ella kedei neshima. Oh my gosh. Meaning, even according, who is this going according to? This is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That it's all one kol, and therefore he says, don't use 21, use number 7. It's a smaller number because he says that tkiah trua tkiah is all one kol, and you shouldn't stop between them, but you still need a neshima. So if I stop here, what does it sound like? That according to Rashi, that even when something's considered one kol, it still is appropriate to have a neshima, even though it's one kol. In other words, that you could, you should, you could, or perhaps you should have a hefsek of a neshima between the two halves, and still consider one kol. Right. And that is the proof that the Rav Yoh cites from this Gemara in Sukkah. Proves comes the Rush.
What?
Sorry?
Proves what?
Proves that, I don't want to go through the rest, it's a little complicated, but proves that there would be a neshima between.
This is not a neshima between Shvar and Trua. This is not a neshima during the Trua. This is a neshima between the Tekiah and the Trua, and between the Trua and the Tekiah.
Okay, so let's go through the next three lines. Vafilu mefarshim v'lo klom elakishit. So says the Rav Yoh, continues, he tries to explain this raya. The only reason why there are some who say that there's a sheer neshima that you have to pause, haino mishom shelo efshe binyan acher. You can't do, it's not possible to do a tekiah and a trua and a tekiah in one breath. Maybe Rabbi Kanner, our resident Baltikeh, could do all three in one breath, but says the Rav Yoh, that's impossible. So therefore, aval iefshar, if it were possible, hayatzar shol hafsik klal, right? Because the lashon of the Gemara is that you shouldn't stop at all. So if it were possible, then you should do it all together. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Vafilu rabbanu lo pligi alei Rabbi Yehuda ela b'tekiah trua tekiah. Rabbanon who say that you need to, that you should divide up the three different chunks, that's only by when it's three different kolos. Aval b'trua gufa, if you have a trua, or you have a shvarim, nam b'shlosh shvarim shevim makon trula, two. De'esher nami lekatzim v'lasos b'neshima achas, if you could do it in one breath, module, it should be done in neshima achas. I'm sorry, here he's saying neshima achas, v'chein ikur. Fine. Says the Rush, comes the Rush in Rosh Hashanah, and he sets us up, he's going to tell us his opinion, then he's going to bring a very important Yerushalayim. V'imasa tekiah trua tekiah b'neshima achas, lo yatza. Now, a minute ago we just said Rabbeinu Tam says you want to do two kolos. Because people normally breathe, when they cry, they do it in two different kolos. Comes the Rush and says that if you did it in one kol, then you wouldn't even be yotze. So he's going like the Rabbeinu Tam. Then indeed you have to have it in two separate kolos. What's his svara? He doesn't say the svara that we saw on top of the Amma, on top of this page, that because people normally do it, and normally wail and cry, they do their and they're in two different neshimos, that's what the Rav Yoh said. He gives a different svar, says the Rush. Mipnei she'en kan lo sof v'lo rosh. Meaning, what does it mean, she'en kan lo sof v'lo rosh? In order to qualify as a shvarim, you have to start your breath doing a shvarim. In order to be considered a trua, you have to start your breath with a trua. If you do a shvarim trua without any hefsek in between them, the way I understand it is there's no, it's neither a shvarim nor a trua, because a kol is defined by how the breath, a breath begins and ends, that's called a kol. And if you do it all together, you're nishtah hinishtah her, you don't have anything. And therefore he holds that it will even be ma'akev lo yatsa. Wow! You see what the Rav Yoh told us before, that it's good to have two different, have a breath in between to split it up. Says the Rush, if you do it together, you will not even be yotze.
This Rush is going in the same case as the Rav Yoh.
I cut out the previous one. Yes, he's talking about a tesherant.
Because in the Lushan that you quoted, you don't see them there.
Yes, I cut him. Yeah, okay. I just have to fit it on four pages. So. Umihu Birshalmi lo mashmahachi. We just finished saying that if you didn't do what I told you to do, if you didn't do two neshimos, you're not yotze, but there's Yerushalmi against me. And obviously Yerushalmi is a heavy hitter. Because what does the Yerushalmi say? Four words. Aso b'neficha achas yatsa. We're not going to go into that Yerushalmi barichos, but that sounds like, if you do it in one voice, it sounds like you should do it in two breaths. But if you did it in one breath, you take a yotze.
Neficha is the same thing as neshima?
Yes. Neficha is the same thing as neshima, yes.
Maybe that's what the Pesach is. Maybe something different?
No, it's a blow. A neshima, a breath and a blow is the same thing. Comes the Hagos Sashri, and he comments on this rush and says, you know, Shamati Shalom Eshetzarech Lassas B'Neshima Achas Shorma Trua. I understand that there are those who say that you have to do one Neshima Achas together, and we haven't seen that yet. That's going to be the sheet of the Ramban. To have a Chodah Trua, because that's what makes it one call. The Ramban's opinion that we didn't do yet, I don't know if I have it explicitly, the Ramban says the following. We're asked, we just said, Rabbeinu Tam's opinion is that you have to have two different neshimos, because we saw one svara, because that's how people cry with two breaths. Or we saw this other svara in the rush, that it has to be have a sof and a rosh and a sof. The Ramban comes and says, Fakert. The Ramban comes and says that it has to be one call. The svara that I think some of you were thinking before, what is the point of a shvarim shua? To fulfill the word shua that says in the Torah. We just don't know what that word shua means. It doesn't mean shvarim, it doesn't mean shua, it doesn't mean shvarim shua. But it's one thing that it is. And if it's supposed to be one call, so you should do it in one neshima. That's the opinion of the Ramban. That's what he means here, this Hagos HaShri, that there are those who say that you have to do one neshima, to have a chada trua. That's what he means by those three words, to have a chada trua. It's considered that shorm trua are both joining together to fulfill the words of the Torah, trua. Fine. We don't have to see the rest of it. I want you to join me with the Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef on the bottom. Beis Yosef on the simon of how to blow a shofar has a simon, and then the Shulchan Aruch has a sif about neshima achas and not v'dnira. So that's the only lasos neshima achas. This is going to be wild. If you assume like this Ramban that I just told you that we didn't see inside, I just explained that the Ramban says that neshima achas is necessary because it's just one kol. Mikom akom sarech lahafsik beinehem me'at. Whoa, even if you hold that it has to be neshima achas, because it's one call, you still need to
pause.
Have a pause within the call. So it's one breath, it's I didn't inhale, I just paused. And he says tzarech. Why? He brings the Gemara Chulin, which we'll see in a moment. Let's see the Gemara Chulin in source number 8, Chaf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara Chulin is talking about the tekiyas in the base hamikdash that are the Shabbos siren. We have a Shabbos siren when Yontif starts, when Shabbos starts. So the base hamikdash, they also had a Shabbos siren. I should say it the opposite way. That's why we have a Shabbos siren. So the Mishnah tells us that there were certain times that when you'd have a Yontif going into a Shabbos or Shabbos going into a Yontif, then you'd have to alter it a little bit, because if you have a regular Friday afternoon going to Shabbos, you have the regular tekiyos to remind everybody stop doing malacha, remind everybody go in from your fields, first go in from your fields, then stop doing malacha, then let them know, by the way, Shabbos is starting right this second. But it would be a little bit different, this Mishnah says, if you had Yontif going to Shabbos and Shabbos going into Yontif. Kol malkom shish tekiyah, whenever you'd have to make a tekiyah to between the 2 days, you don't have to make havdalah. Whenever you have to make havdalah, either in davening or on yayin, you don't have to do a tekiyah. For example, the Mishnah says just a few words. I cut out the rest of the Mishnah. Yomtiv shechal yosper Shabbos. If you have yomtiv on a Friday, that's going to be this year. That's going to be Rosh Hashanah and Sukkot, Shavuot, etc. So what would happen in the Beis Hamikdash at Friday afternoon after the 2 days of one day or 2 days of yomtiv? Token, they would do a tekiyah v'lom avdilin. You wouldn't make havdalah after the end of Rosh Hashanah approaching Shabbos. Why? So look at what it says. V'lom avdilin, the third Rashi says, mepnei shanichnas chomer min hayotze. Since Shabbos is coming in, Shabbos is more chamer, it's a skila, as opposed to Yatav, which is only kares, for violating it. So since Shabbos is more chamer, you're not going to make havdal if you go to a higher level of kedusha. But you still have to do a tekiah to remind people, you better stop doing, what do they have to stop doing?
Ochel nefesh.
Right, cooking. They have to stop cooking because ochel nefesh is going to be butter on Yatav Brasser when Shabbos comes. Frak the Gemara, source number 9, Hei Chitokeah. How do you make this tekiah for between Shabbos and Yantiv? Between Yantiv and Shabbos, Amar Rebbe Yehuda, tokeah umeiria mitoch tekiah. You should be tokeah, and from the tekiah should flow a trua. Tokeah, you do a tekiah, regular tekiah, umeiria mitoch tekiah. It sounds like as you're finishing your tekiah, you go right into that trua. Sounds like one breath to me.
No, it's
Rabbi
Yossi.
Let's see.
Worse than that. Sounds no. Like Rabbi Yossi is
okay.
One breath.
Okay. V'ravasi omar tokeo meriya b'neshima achas. How does Rashi explain these two opinions? Hechi tokeo zek Rashi, when you have this week, we're going to have Yontif Be'er Shabbos. K'shu tokeo lahavda min kodesh l'chol. When you're going to be tokeo between Friday, Yontif, and Friday night, which will be Shabbos, which you have to do a little bit different than a regular Shabbos because of because it's only a stopping of Ochel Nefesh. It's not a totally total Isra Malacha like a regular Friday goes into Shabbos. So the first opinion was Mitov Tekiah Kodem Sheisayim HaTekiah Humeiria B'Sofa. It sounds like you go straight into it. Tekiah to it sounds just like a continuation of your Tekiah. However, Rav Asi says it has to be b'neshima achas. What does that mean? What do you see here? You see that the concept of neshima achas, even when you see the neshima achas, that doesn't mean that there's no break. Neshima achas means in one breath, but there is a break. Just like we saw earlier, who said that to us? Rashi, on the previous Gemara in Sukkah, also said that. You should stop. There should be a hafsek, even if it would be without another neshima. So here we have a machlokas. Again, this is not talking about Rosh Hashanah. This is talking about the tekiahs that were done to break Shabbos from Yantif to Yantif to Shabbos. So with this in mind, let's try to apply the Gemaras that we learned not about Rosh Hashanah to the Shabbat of Rosh Hashanah. Shumas Hadeshen asks the question, She'ela, Shumas Hadeshen Simon Kuf Membeis, She'ela, Shvarim utrua yeslash so spinashima achasalo. What should I do, Rabbi? Should I have a breath or should I not have a breath? Says the Trumas Hadeshin ever so diplomatically, hachmilsa ein hechra. There's no real answer. Why? Because it's a gigantic machlokas. Depligi baravasa. Rabbi Natam, who we saw in the first source, kasa shvarim utrua ein lasos spinashima achas. You should separate them to two kolos. Why? Because the genucha v'yulule v'neshima achas lo avdi inshi. People taka don't breathe, don't cry both wailings in one breath. On the other hand, v'vashiru kasu afagad lo avdi inshi v'neshima achas. Even though people, you know, cry with two separate kolos, mikoma kom hol shavai b'makom shua kaime. That's the other svara that we mentioned, the opposing svara. That since it really is one kol, so you have to unify it in one breath. Different tzarach lasos v'neshima achas. You can't have a hefsek. And here he says something frightening. Hamedatik b'devrem yisbar, dilamar lo nafik b'ha, ulamar lo nafik b'ha afilu b'diyevet. What is he saying? He's saying that if you hold, like Rabbeinu Tam, that you have to have two different kolos, if you do it together, you're not yotzei. And if you hold like the other opinion, the Rosh, and also the Ramban, which I was mentioning, that it has to be one kol, if you would break it into two kolos, you're not yotzei. That means whatever you do, you're in trouble with somebody. Mamanashach, you're not Yotze according to one opinion. So it's not like you could be machmir. There's no such thing as being machmir in the sugya, says the Trumas Hadeshah.
You are listening to benstorah.com.
Skip the italics. But I have a solution. A solution that you might be thinking of. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is this way. V'nira lahav yiraya lotze si dechavasa alibet dekulhu. He doesn't really bring a raya, but he says, I have an idea how you could fulfill all the opinions. Where? In those places, b'makusha tokim shloshim kolos b'sidarim, go be Niosta, somewhere in Austria, Germany, somewhere, something like that. Shuvasadesh was an Ashkenazi. So in that place where they have 30 tikkios earlier in davening, 30 tikkios later in davening. So if they have a full 30 tikkios later on, so it's very simple. In the first time around, the first time that you blow the shofar, you'll do neshima achas. If it's sedarim, and when you do it later on in davening, that's what it means by sedarim. I guess when they did it, I'll say their ha. He says, I really don't care whether, he says, what is he saying? He's saying, you can be machmir here. Not machmir by picking which one is the more chumra, dika one, but rather do both. Either do two neshimas first, then one neshima, or do one neshima first, then two neshimas in each separate, in the separate sets, either the first 30 versus the second 30. But he says, I couldn't care which one you do first.
Oh, about the bracha. The right one you're doing is much later, half an hour later.
So the Avnei Nezer raises the point that Rabbi Kanner is saying. The Avnei Nezer says, wait a second. You were making a bracha, right? So don't give me this, you know, the Shema Zadat is being very diplomatic. Just cover every, do it, make everybody happy. So ask the Avnei Nezer, but somebody's right. And if you're doing the wrong one first, then you have a hefsek between your bracha and what you're going to do, the right one, which is going to be in an hour and a half from now. The Avnei Nezer raises your issue, and I think because of the Avnei Nezer, we're going to understand the Ramah in a few days.
Is it possible that they're both right?
Is it possible?
Not according to the Shumas Hadashin, who says, according to Lamar Lanafikha, Lamar Lanafikha. You could argue that maybe the one who says, that's how I presented it, right when I presented the Rabbeinu Tam, who said, Rabbeinu Tam says, how do people cry? It's not the kind of thing you'd think would make it into a halacha. How do people cry? Do we cry with two voices or with one voice? And Rabbeinu Tam says, people cry with two voices. So I raise the possibility that maybe that just means l'chatchila. But that's not the Shumas Hadash doesn't say that. Right?
If you hold one sheet and not the other sheet, isn't it a malacha to do this? It's either Shabbos or Yontif. And if you're not Yontif, why isn't it also to do it because it's a malacha?
The answer is that Tekiyas Shofar is not called a malacha.
Even if you're not doing the tzorach,
it's not called a malacha.
A kid blows a shofar.
Mar says chachma v'la malacha. It's not called a malacha.
Anybody can blow a whole shofar all day.
I'm not saying it's mutter, but it's not a malacha. The Gemara says explicitly chachma v'la malacha.
Strange.
Fine. So continues the comes the Ran.
Strange.
At worst, it's the Rabbanan, but I don't know how to be the Rabbanan. Fine.
Can you practice on Rosh Hashanah?
If you don't need to, you shouldn't.
So you agree, you can't do that.
Again, I'm not saying it's allowed, but it's not a malacha. Okay, let's go to source number 12. Let's learn a Geshmak Aramba. Why is it Geshmak? Because you get to use your brains a little bit. I'm telling you, we're just reading. Let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam, I cut out all of it, I just left the nine words you need. Let the Rambam help us shofar perikim alacha gimel. The Rambam tells you, how do you blow shofar? He says, first you make a brach. Then you blow a tekiah shvarim trua tekiah. Then you blow a tekiah shvarim tekiah. Then you blow a tekiah trua tekiah. And then he says you do the say that did whole rigmarole three times. V'chozer kaseid hazeh shlosha pamim, right? Tashrat tarat tashat. You do that three times. How many is that? Nimtza minyan hatekiyos. What's the math?
30.
Accountant.
10 times 30.
Actuary. Two actuaries sitting next to each other, that's pretty scary.
30.
My math teacher from high school?
30.
I don't know, that's not how I do the math.
But Tashrat is two, or Tashrat is
one. Oh, that's the Shaila. Is Tashrat considered two kolos or not? So according to your math, 9 times 3, if you're doing 9 kolos and you're doing it 3 sets, as far as what my Rebbe taught me in high school, 9 times 3 is 27. Says the Rambam, not like you. And why do we do it 3 times? The Rambam just counted 30. That means, what does the Rambam count as Tashrat? He counts it as 2 kolos. So you have 9 plus 9 for the Tarat and the Tashat, plus Tashrat is 12. 3 times 4. 3 kolos of Tashrat. That means each Tashrat is considered 4. A Tekiah and a Shvarim and a Trua and another Tekiah. That's 4. So you see that the Shita Sarambam is that it's 2 kolos. What's the Nafkamina? Why does the Rambam have to tell me? Rabosa, why does the Rambam have to count for me? I don't know how to do math. I graduated in second grade. I know how to add what he told me. Why do I have to say? Nimsa HaKol is 30. Because what is the Rambam telling us?
How he counts it?
I don't need that. Tell me halacha. Why do I need to know this?
Different neshimas.
Thank you, right. He's telling me that I could do it, that it could be kedan, at least with a hefsek, if not a lot more than a hefsek, if not with two neshimas. A different call. It's a different call. Shvarim trua. Shvarim trua. Two things. And they create a shvarim trua. Let's see the Magen Mishnah makes this diuk. Umimasha kasav, that which the Rambam from that which the Rambam wrote. Quote, v'nir tzaminin ha'tkiyo shloshim. Says the Magen Mishnah, nira shu sover shebesimin tashrat yachol hu lahafsik ben hashvarim la'trua. Yachol. Lomar she'en chayev la'asosim b'neshima achas el yachol lahafsik ben hashvarim. Fascinating, right. He says that it's not necessary, but it is optional. But he points out, Avada has shvarim. If you just have a shvarim, b'neshima achas chayev la'asosim. That's one shvarim. Aval Rambam Zal Kasav. So what did he just show us? He just showed us that the Shitas Rambam is that you need that Shvarim Trua is two kolos. And then he's going to tell us the other opinion, Aval Rambam Zal Kasav, that's the Ramban I spoke about, that Shvarim and Trua of Tashrat is Kul and Trua Achasein. It's all together, because the way the Ramban understands is Genuchiv Yululei, is that's what the Trua is. When the Torah says blow a Trua, that means a Genuchiv Yululei. A double call that co somethings exist. More than coexist. Joins together to become one. Coalesces, that's the word, thank you. Fine. Comes Beis Yosef, and this Beis Yosef is wild. It's mamish Gewaldige wild. Says Beis Yosef. Before we do this, we have to know a very important shita in the Rishonim that I think I spoke about last year. And the Rishonim are bothered by a very simple question. There's machlokas whether you blow tashat, or tarat, or tashrat. Comes Rav Acha, I think, in the Gemara, and says you should do all three to be yotzei kol hadayos. Right? Really, it's supposed to be, you know, whatever, all the kolos are supposed to be tashat. Or maybe it's all supposed to be tarat. Or maybe it's all supposed to be tashat. And we're Yotze Kol Hadayos, so we do Tashat, Tarat, and Tashat. And the Rishonim all ask, how could it be that they didn't know how to blow shofar? What did they do the generation before this Machlokus was recorded? Did they do Tashat last year? Or Tarat, or a Tashrat? How could it be that we don't know which one is the right one, and therefore we do all three to be Yotze Min HaSafek? Every year we do this. Answers of High Gaon. No, Tefillin, you don't see what's inside. You don't see what's inside the tefillin. Here, the entire shul, if Rabbi Kahn would get up one day and play on his shofar, the Star Spangled Banner, we'd pelt him with our shofar, right? So how come when a guy got up and he would blow a tarat, why would they pelt him? Last year was a tashat. Or last year was a tashrat. It's not something that only one person did. The whole tzibur would hear this. So you know what? There's a Rav Haigon says something in Mamish Wild. And it's wild. I'm careful about using the word wild with our Rishonim, certainly with our Gaonim, but he says something wild. He says that, you know what? Any one of them is fine. The Torah says, blow a trua. Whatever you want to do a trua, that's a good trua. I don't care if you do a trua, shvarim trua, that's all a trua. It's all good. But you know what? There's three different ways you could do this thing. Everyone is good. But I don't want people going from shul shtibel hopping, and they're going to go to one shul and think, my rabbi does it right, your rabbi does it wrong. My rabbi knows how to do it, your rabbi doesn't know how to do it. My Rosh Hashiva does it right, your Rosh Hashiva does it wrong. So therefore, if Haigon says, you know what the Jewish people decided to do? They decided that every shul should do it, all three possibilities. Everyone is, each one is kosher. But to prevent people from saying that my way is right and your way is wrong, Rav Haigon instituted, said that the institution, when Rav Acha said we should do all three of them together, it's not to be Yossi the Suffolk. There is no Suffolk. Every one is correct. Each one is fine. And if you did just that one, you'd be Yossi 100%. If you did only Tashats, you'd be fine. If you did only Tarats, you'd be fine. And if you did only Tashats, you'd be fine. But you're gonna... And you can mix them also. I think. You can mix them. It's all kosher. The only reason why you should do all three, it's a peep that should be machlokas and kolos. That's what I go.
All you really need was three kolos, tkiyah, some type of trua, and a tkiyah.
Three times. Do that three times. because it says the word shul in the Torah three.
The nine kailas.
You need kailas, nine kailas on the midraisa level. And midrabanan, for the sake of shalom, you should have 27 or 30, depending on how you want to count. Oh, based on that, we could come out with something incredible. Says the Beis Yosef, Lachen hoyroi lahan higlizkoa tashrat sheish pa'amim. You should do... Oh, I'm sorry. So the Beis Yosef is going to say, we should be Yotzei both with one Nishim and with two Nishimas. Asks the Beis Yosef, but that's not the minimum. You and I are frum, right? If you ask Rabbi Kano what he does, he's going to tell you the most frum to think, which they do in our shul, and do just about in most shuls you're going to go to. They're going to do half in with the Nishima Achas, half in two Nishimas. Frek the Beis Yosef, that's not the minimum, Yisrael. Look at the second line. Va'olam shalom agukach. People don't do that. Well, then people, Klal Yisrael is not so from like that. Now we're from. Klal Yisrael in the 1500s, they weren't from. Why? Efsher. Because you know why? Because they hold like who? Like the Rav Haigon. According to Rav Haigon that I just told you, what counts? Anything counts. Anything counts. She Efsher says, Somchan Rabbeinu Hai, Dimidina be'eza me'ashlosha simanim she'yitzaka, yatzi de'chava. You could do a tashat, or a tarat, or a tashrat. And the only reason for doing all of them together, v'lo hiskinu she'yu token kol ha'shlosha simanim, ela kadei she'lo yu eilu nogim kach, ve'eilu nogim kach, v'tei ha'torah k'shtei Torah is right, we do it right, you guys do it wrong. We do it wrong, you do it right. We don't want the hediotos to think that there's two Torahs. But wait a second. We don't want the stupid hediotos to think, oh, you're doing two, you have a different minhag, I have a different minhag. But wait, those hediotos, what do they yes realize? They realize he's doing a tashat, he's doing a tarat. And he's doing a tashrat. What don't they realize? They don't realize the neshimas. Only the sophisticated people in our shir here realize that, oh, he did it with a neshima, he did it without a neshima. But the hediotos don't realize that. And therefore, whatever you do is fine. Do we have to make you do it all the dais? We only make you do all the dais so the idiots, hediotos sounds like idiot, right? So the hediotos, that's how I tell my Talmidim, and I want to let them remember what the word hediot is, right? That's idiot. A good way to remember
the word, idiot.
The word, just think of the word idiot. So the hediotos, why do they, what are they going to see? They're going to see the tashat versus tarat versus tashrat. But they're not going to see neshim achas or shtei neshimas. And therefore, do whatever you want. I underlined it. Ela de'avid kamar avid, o de'avid kamar avid. You could do whatever you want, because according to Rav Haigon, there's no specific way to blow a shofar. However you blow a shofar is kosher. And therefore, whether you do it with one neshim or two neshim, is kosher.
You're not supposed to have two kailas between the two tekiyas. You only have to have one kail, right? So if it's considered to be two kailas, you've got a problem.
But since, anyway, according to Rav Haigon, you did tashats and tarats, you're covered anyway. What do we care how you did your tashrat? The only reason why you made you do it, if you do tashats and tarats, why are you doing tashrat? Only for the hediotas. And hediotas, so what do you care how you did your tashrat? Meaning, you're yotzei anyway. You did tashats. Or you're yotzei anyway because you did tarats. You could omit all the tashrats and you'd still be yotzei lechatchila. The only reason why we do the tashrats is because of the hediotas, they shouldn't talk and make machlokas. So do I care how you do your tashrat? With one neshim or two neshim? You're yotzei anyway.
The reason, because if you only did tashrat.
But we're not, we don't only do tashrat. We don't only do that. But we don't do that. Nowadays we do all of that. So you have tarats. I don't need anything. I don't care how you do tashrats. You can play the Star Spangled Banner in the middle of tashrat.
So it's not only for the idiots that you're doing it in order to be yotzei.
So that's how I was yotzei with the tashrat.
In case you did it wrong with the kishron jua, it's two different colors. You want to be yotzei.
Again, tekiah with shvarim, everyone agrees should be in one color. Tekiah shvarim, tekiah you did right.
And you're yotzei.
And you're yotzei that. So I don't care what you do with your tashrat. Play the Star Spangled Banner. Play the Hora. Hatikva. Okay. So that's an incredible, I think that's an incredible, it's fascinating, just historically I think it's fascinating to realize that even though the Shulchan Aruch is going to come out in Paskin in the end, which we'll see on the bottom of this Sama, in the next source number 16, that the right thing to do is to do half with two neshimas, half with one neshimas. It's interesting to note here that what does he say the minhag was? Not what he's going to paskin in the Shulchan Aruch.
Yeah.
So it's just, you go to a shul that they don't do two neshimas, they don't do half and half, you say, oh, it's against the Shulchan Aruch. You're right, but it's like the minhag until the Shulchan Aruch. So just historically, it's an interesting thing to think about. Fine. V'nirin Lahanig says in source number 15, again, this is Beis Yosef continuing, and this is going to be the foundation, the background for his psak in the Shulchan Aruch. Of course, it's written by the same person as Beis Yosef, Yosef Kara, but both. V'nirin Lahanig, what I think you should do is La'asosam b'neshima achas, k'dei lotzeis yideichov al-adivri ha'kol. Wait a second. What did he just say? He just said, I take what I said back. He just said the right thing to do is to do a neshima achas, because that will be yotzi everybody. Neshima achas will be yotzi everybody? The Trumas HaDeshen didn't say that. The Trumas HaDeshen on the previous, on page 1, I underlined it, said, page 2, I underlined it, said, wherever my page 2 is, says, right, if you're yotzi according to one, you're not yotzi the other. According to the other, you're not yotzi one. Says the Beis Yosef, no, I disagree with the Trumas HaDeshen.
But against the Ram Mosa. The Ram said 30 kailas meant that Shvarim true with two different kailas.
So Ram, I don't want to get into that because the Magen Mishnah didn't learn it like that, but I hear what you're saying. Continues the Beis Yosef. Demand is Sava the Tzarech Lahafsik Beinehem. The opinion that says you have to be Mafsik, Hainu Lechatchila. It's only Lechatchila to be Mafsik. The way people cry is their two voices, their two colors when they cry. That's just the chatchila. Because, and he brings a proof. What's the proof? The Yerushalmi that we saw earlier. You remember we saw Yerushalmi on the Rosh quote of Yerushalmi on a page or two ago? The Yerushalmi said that if you blow, b'neficha achas, you yotzei. So clearly, we can't go against Yerushalmi. So therefore, it's possible that even if you hold two neshimas, b'di'evet yur yotzei with one neshima, I'll pi the yusha. But let's see what he passes in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's now come halacha l'maaseh. Let's finish up the shiur for now. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Tzadi that when you do gimel shvarim, when you do a tashat or a tarat, tzarech la'asosam b'neshima achas. That has to be clearly one neshima. There's no discussion about that. I told you other than the Meiri's das yachin. But now let's talk about ours again. Aval gimel shvarim utrua de tashrat. She'enu tzarech la'asosam b'neshima achas. You don't have to do it in one voice. V'hu shalo yishav avsaka yoser k'mi k'dei neshima. You could do it in two voices, in two kolos, I mean. He gives you the choice. You could do it in two kolos. V'yesh omrim, continues the mechaber with the second shita. She'tzarech la'asosam b'neshima achas. What do we have? We have a machlokes. A machlokes, what has to be two neshimas and one neshima. So what should I do if I'm fafrumt? Do you realize how he's saying it? It's very sensitive. He's not just paskening that you should do both, because we saw that the minhag was not to do both. The minhag was talking to do one. So he's sensitive to that. He says, there are two ways to do it. You want to be Yirei Shamayim, then, I mean, he's not calling the people before him Avaryonim. He's saying the people before him are, they chose one or the other. If you want to be Yirei Shamayim, if Yotzei Kol HaDeis, then I have the following suggestion for you. Yirei Shamayim, Yetzei Dekulam, Uvetkiyos Dimiyushav, Yaseh B'Neshima Achas, Uvetkiyos Dimiyumad, Yaseh B'Beiz Neshimas. Now, Rabbi Kenner asked earlier, what about the bracha that's made? Maybe that's why this Shulchan Aruch doesn't say do whatever you want, whichever you want, first or second, like some others said. He says, no, the miyushav, the first ones I want you to do, the miyushav meaning the ones that you say before Musaf, I want you to do b'neshima achas. Sounds like that would be the more ikker one that he says. Where did I see that? Because that's what I saw five lines above. In the previous piece of the Beis Yosef, the same author as the Shulchan Aruch, he says that what he thinks should taka be b'neshima achas. That's what he thinks is the right one, if he had to choose.
It's really not, because it's only larif and says something. Main one is the one you say with the
mouth is
and
chakras. But yet you had a bracha earlier. You can't get away with that.
I hear that's a question of Avinu. You have to take that up with Avinu. I hear your heart. It's complicated. Yeah, I hear your heart. Okay, so that's the pshara that the Shulchan Aruch suggests. I don't know if you should call it a pshara or call it a chumrah. Depends how you want to look at it. It's a pshara because he's saying make everybody happy, but it's a chumrah saying you have to do two different things. So it depends on how you look at it. Comes the Rama Rabosai, Benusvi Rabbi Kenner, says the Rama on top of the next, on top of page 4, Hagah, I made it number 17 just to draw your attention to it, but it's a continuation of the previous Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is paskin to half Nishanakas, half Shtei Nishimas, Zokter Rama, V'haminag HaPashot, what's the minag Ashkenaz? La'asos HaKol Bebez Nishimos, but he doesn't finish with that, he finishes Vein Lashanos. Our minag, and you should not change the minag, is to use Bebez Nishimos for all 100 kolos. That's what the Rama paskins, right? That's what the Rama paskins. Let us just see one Mishnah Brura, or two Mishnah Bruras here.
Nope.
Let's look at the Shahat Siyad. Number 19. V'hinei b'chai Adam hishmit. B'chai Adam, when he quoted the halachas of how to blow the shofar, and he quotes the Shulchan Aruch of saying half and half, hishmit mashakas and harama. He omitted the Rama that minhag hapashut la'asos hakol b'shtei neshimos. He omitted this Rama who suggests you do everything b'shtei neshimos. Because, after all, the Shulchan Aruch's chumrah made a lot of sense. The be'emes hachras ha-Shulchan Aruch tova ma'od. It's a very smart thing to just cover your bases, do half and half. The bezeh, because if you do half and half, on the yotzim they call this. Vegam the das habeis Yosef, and additionally, I'm sorry, vegam the das habeis says that feel das Rabbeinu Tam, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that you have to do two neshimas. If you did it with one neshima, you'd be yotzei. Im asal ben neshima achas yotzei. Vim kain, which one is better? If you had to, if you were pushed into a corner and you had to do either one neshima or two neshimas, what would you do? I would do one neshima, because even the one who says you should do two neshimas, at least according to Beis Yosef, according to Beis Yosef at least, you're yotzei if you did one neshima. So, let me be, I'm safe with that. Vim kein nase ben neshima achas, yoser tov latzei sidei hadin. So therefore, the Rama is like a double, something I don't know, it's like doubly, it's a double whammy. A, he's saying, just choose one, don't cover your bases. And B, the one that he's choosing is to do two neshimas, which is the one that is less mistaber. You know what, Rabosai? The Rama wasn't stupid. He was smarter than all of us. He says, I know how to paskin.
Right.
The law is, you do two. That's what he says. You do two all of them, all for all of them. We should be zocha to be yotzei, to blow, and to hear kehalacha. The minhag in Kol Yisrael is taka, not like the Rama, but yes, like the Shulchan Aruch. To do half half neshimachas, half shtei neshimas. Lemais, it sounds from the poskim that it doesn't really matter which is which, but we usually do, Shabura points out, which we do first. And we should be zocha that Hashem should listen to our kol trua, we should be yodei trua, and with that we should be zocha to have all of our tefillos answered, and Shas Chaim v'shalom, and only bracha, hatzlacha, gezon, simcha, chaim, and happy things for us and our family.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.